20 minutes after 6 o'clock on the early edition. Well, happening right now in St. John's, Newfoundland, the final preparations of Ada, a fully autonomous robotic sailboat created by a group of UBC students. Now, those students have been working on the design and the creation of the 5.5-meter-long vessel for the past 3 years. Tomorrow, they will set Ada adrift, where the boat will sail on its own to Ireland. It would be the first autonomous transatlantic voyage ever, despite dozens of other attempts. And for more, we have reached Curtis Harms, a mechanical engineer and one of the team's co-captains. Good morning to you, Curtis.
Good morning, Stephen. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. How are things in St. John's this morning?
It's rainy. It feels like Vancouver, actually, in November, so it feels just like home.
So, a completely autonomous sailboat. Tell me how this works.
So the boat completely decides for herself how and where she's going. She's a completely autonomous system. So the goal is to sail across the entire Atlantic Ocean. We launch her in St. John's, Newfoundland, which is why we're here. And then we give her a waypoint in Ireland and say, go there. And then based on the weather and the wind direction, she decides the entire route on her own of how to get there. So tomorrow morning we'll be launching her and saying goodbye to her after 3 long years of work. And we'll get to see how she does across the Atlantic.
And no control whatsoever from shore or from anywhere else?
No. The goal of this entire journey is that there is no control from shore in order to be able to set her on her route.
You won't be tempted to make adjustments if something goes wrong?
No, we will not be tempted to make adjustments if something goes wrong. If a situation arose where she's in trouble, we would have failed in our goal.
What does that feel like to put 3 years' work out to drift on its own?
You know, yesterday I was out in the boat for the very last time testing her on the water here in St. John's, and it really hit home. You know, it should be a moment for celebration seeing her off tomorrow, but I think it's going to be more of a moment for great concern, and we're going to be hoping for the very best, obviously. We've spent so much time into this, put so much time into this project and so much thought. Other people have attempted this before, but, you know, we spent 3 years at it, which I think is by far the most effort and time of any group that has attempted this. And I feel confident that we've put the right software on the boat and we've put all the mechanical design in place for making this successful. But you still, you know, you still have second thoughts as you are about to launch her. And for everyone on the team, it's a big, big milestone for us.
Curtis, nobody has ever done this successfully. Where have others failed? Where have they run into trouble? What lessons have you learned from that?
Well, I think there's two places which others have failed and which we have done differently. First of all, a lot of people attempted this with smaller boats. So our boat is 5.5 meters, roughly 18 feet long, and a lot of other competitors, including the U.S. Naval Academy, use much smaller boats in the range of 2 meters or about 6 or 7 feet long. So when you're dealing with something as big and as tempestuous as the Atlantic Ocean, I think a bigger boat has a higher chance of success. The other area where others failed is they often ran aground in fishing nets and other vessels. So we have put obstacle detection on our boat, so we are able to detect boats via AIS, which is like a frequency that major commercial boats broadcast on.
Right.
And our boat has software on board that routes our boat around those boats. So we are able to detect other boats 15 kilometers out and then route our boat around other boats. And this is obviously a major concern, especially in Newfoundland, where you have the Grand Banks, one of the world's biggest fishing grounds, and there's a lot of commercial boat traffic hundreds of miles out. So we have to be able to root around them to avoid those fishing nets.
I wonder what those fishermen and other boaters are going to think of the autonomous boat sailing by.
Well, I hope they don't get close enough to check her out too closely. Our goal is to not be seen by them if possible.
All right. Tell me about the practical applications of this project. I mean, how does the sailbot impact the future of ships or vehicles or marine transportation?
Well, there's really two aspects of this project that are really innovative. The first is it being an autonomous system. And we see Google working on this, Tesla working on this. This is really the frontier of computer science and technology today. And it's still very much in development because obviously, you know, autonomous cars haven't reached the civilian market yet. So autonomous systems in general, whether it's boats or cars, are the future, I think. And we're going to see it. Well, we're already seeing it now with Tesla's autonomous cars. But we're going to see it in a much bigger way in just a few years' time. Autonomous vehicles, apart from being autonomous systems, apart from being more convenient for people, also have the potential to be much safer than human-driven and human-controlled systems, in fact. Hmm. Now, the other side of it is that Ada is completely sustainable. She's a sailboat, and so she moves forward by sail power, obviously. And second of all, she has solar panels on board. So all of the electronics and computers making those decisions are completely solar-powered. And we have, you know, solar panels have existed for many years, but what's new is that electronics are now power efficient enough to be able to perform such a feat. And so we have sourced the world's most efficient power electronics in order to be able to pull this off.
Well, Curtis, good luck to you. And how can we stay informed about where Ada is and what she's up to?
For sure. So you can visit our website at track.ubctransat.com. And starting tomorrow morning, that website, which is currently a countdown timer, if you like, will turn into a live site map where you can watch Ada cross the Atlantic Ocean. So she'll be broadcasting her position every 20 minutes over satellite, and you can see how she's doing, what the weather conditions are like that she's facing, and you can watch her cross Ireland over the course of the next 3 to 4 weeks.
And will she be tweeting?
She will not be tweeting, okay. But she will be broadcasting her position and everything else, including her power, wind conditions, and everything. So that should be pretty cool.
Fantastic. Curtis, thank you so much for the time this morning, and good luck with it, and congratulations to you and your team.
Thank you so much, Stephen, and we look forward to launching her tomorrow.
You take care. Good luck. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That is Curtis Harms, a mechanical engineer and the co-captain of UBC's SailBot team. We reached him in St. John's, Newfoundland, and we wish, of course, all the best for tomorrow's 5 a.m. launch. And you can keep track of Ada, the SailBot, through their website. Here's another address that'll get you there, ubcsailbot.org, ubcsailbot.org.